Tonga was cut off from the rest of the world when the disaster struck. A submarine fibre optic cable was severed and will take at least 4 weeks to repair. In the meantime, some satellite phone and internet connections have been set up, allowing more footage to emerge of the devastation caused by the volcano and tsunami. For some family in New Zealand, the slight improvement in communication has come as a relief.
Even though everything, parts of Tonga, houses, it's been washed away, the crops, but we hear that our family and our friends are well at the moment in Tonga.
Others anxiously wait for news while they prepare their own aid packages to send home.
Amid so much uncertainty, the Pacific Island community in New Zealand is coming together to help the people of Tonga. And with ash on the ground and contaminating the water supply, this has become a precious commodity and will soon be on its way to Tonga.
The first government aid has finally arrived. In Auckland, a New Zealand Air Force plane was loaded with supplies before departing for the international airport just outside the capital, Nuku'alofa, where it stayed on the ground for just 90 minutes. The Australian military also deployed, following confirmation that the runway had been cleared of ash and was safe to land on.
The priorities from the Tongan government are what we're really working to, and primarily in the first instance, the provision of clean water. That's the key priority that the Tongan government has asked for.
There are around 80,000 Tongans in New Zealand, most of whom would have strong family ties to their homeland, but have probably never felt so far away. Wayne Hay, Al Jazeera, Auckland.